This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Certainly an interesting time to be alive. When history looks back at these times, I think people will say, wow, that was one of the most thrilling times to live in. And we are living in it, folks. We truly are. And most people don't even have a clue. They have no idea what's going on. You've got witches like Madonna and Lana Del Rey and all of these people trying to cast demonic spells on Donald Trump. Yes, that's actually going on. It's wild, but that is actually going on. Meanwhile, you've got a pastor who prays for Donald Trump, brings the body of Christ into Trump's life, and he is saying that top members of Congress are warning him that there is a plan to take out Donald Trump. This is the coup against the American people. This is the coup against Donald Trump. And these are truly exciting times. In fact, Larry O'Connor went on Fox and compared it to the Game of Thrones. Here's that clip.
I think that, you know, it's a lazy assumption to think that the first 6 months of the Trump administration is like a reality show. It's more like Game of Thrones with all of the shifting alliances and the hidden agendas. And I think that Trump, after 6 months, has had it. He's been listening to the hand of the king, Reince Priebus, whisper in his ear and tell him, yeah, trust me, my buddy from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, he's going to get this done. Well, it hasn't gotten done. He's looking bad and he knows it needs to get done now. Maybe he's asserting some leadership now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and maybe they can't rig elections entirely and they can't steal Congress from us again and we can get the Paul Ryans out. But it's amazing to me, David, because it's frustrating to me too, and Alex has dealt with this for years. Some of the most famous Alex Jones rants are when he talks about this. People are more obsessed with the Game of Thrones than real life. They don't even realize that there is a real Game of Thrones. Hey, the House of Cards is reality. Why not engage in reality? Why not engage in the Game of Thrones? Why not be part of the plot, part of the story? Instead, they'd rather just sit on their behind and watch it.
Wait until the Game of Thrones writers put out their stated new program, Confederates. Because
yeah,
we already got the left being triggered by the idea they're going to have to look at a Confederate battle flag.
I think it's going to fail. I don't think it'll make
production. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to create a reality that is going to split our communities apart. You know, one of the things that I was happy to see happen in Minneapolis, in this latest shooting, was we had Philando Castile's mother marching with the other people demanding change in the way the police operate. Yeah, that's the key thing. We've had Frank Serpico many times over the years. Alex Jones has interviewed him. Frank Serpico says every human institution is going to have bad actors. And so the question is, can you get the bad actors out of the human institution, or does the human institution keep them in, own the corruption, become corrupt itself? And of course, as it's now coming out, this individual who was there, and I talked about this on Friday, I talked about violence, violent privilege, and the fact that we give violent privilege to some members of some groups. We hide the crimes that are created by Muslims in Europe. They don't want to tell people who they are when they commit these crimes. But of course, we also hide it for the police when this happens. And it's much more serious when that happens. We also have, it's not just hiding these bad actors and keeping them in, but it's also training them, or not training them in this case. They were so anxious to have a diversity hire, somebody who was a Muslim Somali refugee, become a police officer, that they rushed him through, wanted to put him up as a model to the community. And so even though this guy, as a cop for 2 years, had had three serious complaints, including this murder against him, the two prior complaints, which are serious as well, nothing was done about it. He was only given 7 months of training, we're now seeing. And of course, when we look at what's happening across the country, the new rules for police, the new curriculum for police, is a shoot first curriculum. They've changed the way that they interact with the public. So I've said all along, we don't want the kind of division that Confederates is going to create in this country. Instead, we need to come together and look at the issues that face us all, black and white. The issues that we have a shoot-first curriculum from the police, and make sure that we change that we get control of these institutions instead of letting them run wild on us. That's the real key. But the Confederates, you talk about Game of Thrones, Confederates is going to push that every day. They're going to have, in a contemporary milieu, they're going to show slavery in America. That's what they want to do. They want to divide
us. As if the Confederates won the war.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an alternative history. Absolutely knowing nothing about actual history, they're going to try to create conflict. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
Because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course, this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out. But I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
And it is very obvious that this is what's going on. And not only is it going on in D.C., not only is it going on in the Congress, not only is it going on in media, it's been going on worldwide. You had the Pope come out against Trump. You had world leaders come out against Trump. That was during the election. And let's not forget about here at the grassroots level in the United States of America. Let's not forget about what's going on in the streets of America with these rioters, with these protesters, with all of these groups, Black Lives Matter, By Any Means Necessary, Resist, PAC. I mean, it's all this, the professor at UC Berkeley, Robert Reich, the Fourth Reich. So you've got all of these people, not just in government, but also on the streets. And then you've got this story, Yvette Falarca. You've probably heard of her before. She's a teacher in Berkeley. You've got multiple teachers from Berkeley that have been arrested now. Yvette Falarca is the latest. So I just want to go out and I just want to issue this challenge. Now, David, you're well aware of this. Before Alex left, he came into our office. He said, try to get these people on. Try to get these liberals on. Try to get these leftists on. Try to get these group leaders on. To which I said, you know, Alex, I think you're 100% right. We need to get them on. But I try, and they never come on with me. I've reached out to Yvette Falarca probably a half dozen times. I've never received anything from her, never received a response from BAM, never received a response from any of these people. They always ignore me. I've gotten one response ever. This is from Lauren Duca, who got destroyed by Tucker Carlson last week. So I reached out to her. First time I've ever gotten a response from a liberal to come on the show, ever. And she says, thanks for reaching out, but she's going to have to pass. Shocker that she didn't want to come on the show and debate me. She didn't want to come on the show and debate David Knight.
They don't want to debate.
Howie Carr on radio in Boston ripping on Alex Jones for being crazy. I bet he doesn't have Alex Jones on the show, though, to debate him, though. So, David, not just is there a coup against Trump and the government, there's a coup against Trump started by George Soros and David Brock and these people funding people out to go on the streets and riot and protest violently. So it's a coup on all levels right now, and they don't want to actually face an intellectual debate on issue.
No, we've seen that over and over again. You know very well that when you go to these different protests and everything, you try to engage people on the street, just ordinary, every one of them. It's not just the leaders. The leaders like to pontificate from their safe little ivory towers at Berkeley and so forth. They don't want to try to defend their ideas in the marketplace of ideas. They want to be able to censor you. And you see that from the top of the movement to the bottom of the movement. Again, I always think of this as the ultimate picture of what was happening. The Planned Parenthood demonstration that InfoWars went to. And we showed up with signs saying, you know, this is genocide against black children, because that's the way that it began. And we're holding up our signs saying that this is about life, this is about defending innocent life. And what do? They show up with black signs to cover ours. They don't try to make a case for what they're doing. Instead, they just try to silence us. And so they're not going to come on and debate you. They're not going to come on and debate me. They don't want to talk about the issues. They simply want to use censorship. And that's what the universities have become, especially Berkeley. And we've had a lot of people call Berkeley out and say, hey, I remember, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, you know, when Berkeley was the center of the free speech movement. At that time, it was a more conservative administration. So the liberals said, wait a minute, you're silencing us, and we want to be able to speak here. And so it was all about free speech. But now that they're in control, they don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have free speech. And this is what we see again and again from the left. We see this, the people who are now on the left constantly pushing war, pushing sanctions. That used to be that the left was saying, oh, we don't want war. Now they do want war. They want censorship. They don't want free speech. And this is what has happened with this. They've become, as we always knew they were, completely authoritarian. There really isn't any free speech in communist countries. And that's what these people are. They're simply communists. They don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have free speech.
Well, and they want to start a civil war. What they want to do is they want to create chaos on the streets, because it's a lot easier to remove the president if you've got chaos in the streets. If you've got martial law, police state, all this stuff, wildness, looting, burning, rioting.
Throughout the places where Soros has fomented the revolutions.
Right. That's how they do it.
The Hungarian prime minister is doing. People in Poland are doing this as well. I think it's an encouraging thing. When I saw Trump go to Poland and deliver that speech, it's like, wow, that's the speech he needs to give here in America. He needs to call out Soros and what Soros is doing here in America. And he needs a wartime consigliere, like I said before. You go back to Godfather, Tom Hayden, Robert Duvall. You know, he said, hey, Tom, you're going to have to take a back seat right now, because right now, we're we're at war. We don't need a nice guy right now. We need a guy who's going to call them out, who's going to take them on, not a beleaguered attorney general who's afraid to confront them.
You know, I want to go to this powerful clip. This is a survivor of Dunkirk. He's a veteran from Calgary, and he survived Dunkirk. He went and saw the movie premiere this weekend, and he was interviewed and he talked about it. But there was a very powerful quote that he said that I think can be, it's just very timely right now. Let's go to this Calgary veteran who survived Dunkirk.
Sturdy hopes the movie sends a message to a new audience of the sad nature of war and our apparent inability to avoid it.
I cried because it's never the end. It won't happen. We are this human species. We are so intelligent with these astonishing things. We can fly to the moon, but we still do stupid things.
So tough to pick up on radio. He's obviously a very elderly man and struggling to speak there. But what he's saying is, you know, he remembers Dunkirk. He sees the movie, and you can see how violent and bad war is. But yet here he is. This war happened years ago, and we're still doing stupid things. We can fly to the moon. We can create amazing technology, but yet we still get tricked into war. And that's the thing to me, David. Just like every other war, the Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, all of these things are started on false pretenses. It's something that we get tricked over and over. They're doing the same thing right now over Trump. They're doing the same thing. They lie about Trump all day in the media. They stir up violence in the streets. They want to lie about Trump, start a civil war in America, and bring in the George Soros globalist regime change.
You know, we had Lionel on the last hour. He was talking about Vietnam and talked about how he and I both just missed that. Just missed getting pulled into that. And towards the end of that, we understood what this was about. It was with the documentary The Fog of War that Robert McNamara finally confessed that the Gulf of Tonkin was a false flag. He said it was totally fake. That was a pretense that they got us into the war. And he even related the story within that documentary. If you haven't seen it, it is a must-see. And what he said was, years afterwards, he was part of an American delegation that went back to Vietnam. And he said at the table, one of the Vietnamese leaders slammed his fist on the table and stood up very angrily, said, "What is this about the domino theory? You know that wasn't true." He said, "We'd fought the Chinese for our independence for centuries. Don't you know anything about history? Didn't you know anything about what was going on?" Well, of course, they did know. They knew precisely what they were doing. They wanted that war. They engineered that war. And so what you just saw there was a veteran of Dunkirk. The people who fight the wars don't want the wars. And, of course, in Vietnam, what we saw in Vietnam was the cynical manipulation by Robert McNamara and others of sending in American troops to take an area, and they would win every battle. Of course, we lost the war, but they would win every battle. They would take over the area. They would hold it sometimes at great cost to win it and to hold it. And then the U.S. military, the Pentagon, would tell them, okay, move out now. And they would just turn it back over to the North Vietnamese that they were fighting. That was the insanity of that war. It's very clear to see. And yet, if you go back and you look at the deeper threads of history, you understand how even World War II was manipulated with FDR and Pearl Harbor, how he needed to have in order to get the U.S. in after they had. America was very reluctant to get involved in a war after the catastrophe of the First World War. We had no dog in that fight. We were maneuvered into that by Woodrow Wilson. And Americans didn't want that to happen again. And so it was necessary to have a first strike from the other side. And so they knew that that was going to happen. They stood down the defenses to allow it to happen. That's a different kind of false flag. The one that McNamara used was a complete lie about what had happened. With FDR, they had a different kind of false flag. They knew what was going to happen. They allowed it to happen so they would have a pretext to get involved in World War II. And so that's the way they engineer these things. And, of course, it goes beyond, far beyond that. It goes back to the creation of both sides of the conflict by the bankers. That is the essence of this. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to talk about Bitcoin. And we're going to talk about somebody who is a former member of the Plunge Protection Team saying that the blockchain is freaking out governments. Why? Because they're worried they're going to lose control of that. In the same way they have lost control of the trade issues, of the open border issues, of the facade of climate change to take control of our economy. All of these things they've lost control of with Donald Trump. That's why they want to take him out. And they're very concerned they're going to lose control of the money if we start having private blockchains coming out. That is a real threat to them. We have some opportunities, as you pointed out earlier, Owen. We live in a very interesting time. It's a very dangerous time. That was a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Well, we do. It's danger and it's opportunity. It's a crisis. Stay with us. We'll be right back. David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sometimes the media gets self-occupied with a story, the sort of, I think, made up in a way, Russian story, but we get so occupied with it that we forget the good things that are happening, and I think a lot of good things have happened so far, and I always compare it. Every day I wake up and say, it could have been Hillary Clinton. We could be at war in the Middle East because Hillary Clinton wanted to go to war everywhere, and she would be at war with American business. It could be terrible, and I think Trump's doing a much better job than we would have gotten.
And, of course, when we come back, this is David Knight with Owen Schroer. When we come back in the next break, we're going to take a look a little bit at the Russian sanctions. You talk about pushing war everywhere. Well, they're pushing sanctions everywhere. The Democrats are trying to work a deal with Republicans. Republicans don't like North Korea. The Democrats don't like everybody. So they're trying to create sanctions and warfare. These are the people who are criticizing Trump because he's not free trade enough, and they're trying to shut down trade everywhere. Let's take a look. We've got Anthony Scaramucci, and of course, he was at the center of the report that really blew up on CNN and got three reporters fired. You know, we talked about how Donald Trump needs a wartime consigliere for attorney general. Well, maybe he's got that in the new communications director because he took on Jake Tapper and CNN directly. Here's a clip.
I said some things about him when I was working for another candidate, Mr. Trump. Mr. President, I apologize for that. Can we move on off of that? I know you and I have moved on off of that. Jake hasn't moved on off of that, obviously, and that's okay, Jake. I don't care. But I'm going to be working for you, and I'm going to serve the American people, and we're going to get your agenda out into the heartland where it belongs, and we're going to turn this thing into a movement, a bigger movement than we have already.
I love how you're talking to one specific viewer right now, the most important audience that there is.
I like talking to him, but you know who else I'm talking to? The people I grew up with. And they get me and they get him.
I grew up in a very similar neighborhood.
And he's gonna win again, Jake. He's gonna win again. I'll bring a box of Kleenex over here to CNN.
We don't need Kleenex. He's gonna win again, Jake.
agenda prosecuted, he's gonna win again.
I think that's funny. I have a feeling that Jake Tapper didn't grow up in around the same district as Scaramucci and Trump. I think he may have found himself in the arts district, if you know what I mean.
No, as a matter of fact, he grew up with a very wealthy family. He went to the very most elite schools. Now, he was not one of the middle class, one of the homeboys.
How dare you offer me a box of Kleenex hats?
There's that article from Breitbart saying he got caught misstating his background on live television. He has a very, very, very elitist background, folks.
The Cry News Network.
Yeah.
CNN's Jake Tapper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tapping into those tears. I think that what Trump is really looking for in Anthony Scaramucci is a communications director that's going to cut down on the leaks, that's going to make sure that when Sarah Huckabee Sanders takes the podium, that she knows exactly what President Trump and his cabinet is thinking. And I feel like he didn't really feel that that was the case with Sean Spicer. And again, Scaramucci took down three CNN reporters. He put it all on the table. He stepped up to that. So he's the guy that's going to deal with fake news.
Scaramucci is going in. He's purging his Twitter account of things that he said about
anti-gun stuff.
And, you know, I don't really care whether Anthony Scaramucci gets the Second Amendment or not. It isn't really necessary. It is important that we have an attorney general that understands the Second Amendment. It's important that we have a president, and Donald Trump does, who understands the Second Amendment. But his position here is not to create that policy. So that's what we were saying earlier. You don't have to find somebody, and you're never going to find somebody that agrees with the president on each and every issue. But it's important to make sure that in the areas where they have authority, that they're going to be supporting the president's agenda, the policies that he got elected on. And so that's the key thing. Anthony Scaramucci, whatever he thinks about the Second Amendment, he isn't going to change anything. We got a Republican Congress that's not going to change anything, even if Donald Trump went south on us. And he's not. He's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So that really is not of interest what he thinks about those particular policy issues. His position there is to state what Trump's agenda is, what Trump's policies are.
I completely agree with you, and they're going to try to take advantage of the weak-minded voter, the weak-minded American who doesn't understand that dynamic, David, and they're going to say, this is more chaos in the White House. Scaramucci and Trump disagree, so they're probably going to try to build that up. But I hope that this is a sign that President Trump, and we know he's not afraid to fire somebody. I mean, everybody knows that. He's become famous for firing people. So I just hope that this is a sign that President Trump is going to have a short leash with you. If you're not going to go along with his agenda, if you're not going to be honest in the way you approach the business, if you're going to have your own agenda on the side, then you're going to be out. And that's what Trump needs. He needs cohesion as he's trying to move his agenda forward, and anything obstructing that, he just needs to get out of his way.
That's right. And if somebody can't or won't do their job, they need to get them out of the way as well. And so we're thinking about a particular person here at this point. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about John McAfee, who's going to be our guest on tomorrow. He was attacked this weekend. I want to tell you some of the things that John McAfee has been talking about. We're also going to take a look at the sad update to the Charlie Gard case in the UK, and what does it mean for your life, for the life of your children, and your control over your family. When we come back, stay with us. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Superhero landing. You're gonna do a superhero landing. Wait for it. Woo! Superhero landing. Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Totally impractical. They all do it.
You're a lovely lady, but I'm saving myself for
Melania.
That's why I brought him.
I prefer not to hit a woman, so please click.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I brought
Sean Spicer.
Oh, no, finish your tweet. It's not, that's fine. Just give us a second. There you go. Hashtag it. Go get him, Tiger.
The season premiere begins tonight.
And again, for those of you listening on radio, that was one of our meme entries for the meme contest that we had there. And you can see those online at the Real Alex Jones, at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Before we get back to the news, and I've got an update on the Charlie Gard situation. Very sad conclusion to that. And I'm going to talk about what's really beneath that. Also, we have an update on John McAfee I want to get to. He was going to be coming on tomorrow on the show. That's not going to happen, and we'll tell you why and the information that we have so far. But before I get back to the news, I just want to remind you that this is the continuation at the end of this month. That's going to be the end of the sale that we put in beginning July 4th. And, of course, that is massive discounts across the store at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping for all products, and many products have been expanded now up to 60% discounts. And as we've been selling out of certain products or having to hold back, selling so much that we have to hold back for the auto ship, we have now brought in some new products into the sale. Here's one of them, Silver Bullet, now only $9.95. That is 66% off the retail price. And let me tell you something. I don't ever travel without Silver Bullet. I not only use it orally, but I actually use it when I get a cut on the road or something. And that's something that we found in our family has kept us from getting skin infections. Even though it's not designed to be used as a salve, it's absolutely amazing how effective it is. And along that line, we have a discounted package here. This is something we've never offered before. It's a Super Silver Oral Care Package. This is Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, plus the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that has silver in it, in addition to iodine, and does not have fluoride. So it's got all these different things in it, but I think it's the only toothpaste that you're going to find that's got silver in it. So we have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, and an electric-powered toothbrush that has the bristles impregnated with silver, all to fight bacteria in your mouth. And that's a very important thing. That creates gum disease. That also creates heart disease. Look it up. This is one of the most effective ways that you can fight that bacteria with this triple threat Super Silver Oral Care, and that is now 50% off the regular price, those three products combined together. Another one that was in the news last week, you know, we had yet another case in California of a very virulent carcinogen that they found in the water that they're trying to get Dow and Shell to take out of the water. It's called 123 TCP, and when I heard that, I thought, well, let me see if our filters cover that. So I looked it up, and yes, along with a long list of ingredients, you can look this up, takes out 99.4% of it. Are you going to wait until somebody tells you that there is something in the water, whether it is lead that was put there in Flint, Michigan, or whether it was a toxic chemical that is a runoff, or until somebody explains to you yet again the issues with glyphosate and Roundup? Or are you going to act proactively for your family and make sure that you filter your water before somebody comes around and says, you know, that illness that your kid's been having or the mental difficulties, that's because of the lead in the water. And now it's too late to do something about it. So do something. Be proactive about it. And you can do that right now. We have the ProPure Traveler Pack, 30% off. That is $55 off the regular price. So take a look at that. And one last thing I'll put out here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids, now 33% off the regular price. Again, there is no shipping charge on anything at the InfoWars store through the end of July, and these massive discounts up to 60% off retail price. So take a look at that. That's what supports our operation. Again, as Owen was pointing out earlier in the show, there's a crowdfunding GoFundMe for Snopes and the cat lady,
yeah,
and all
get
of them.
Some cat food, you know, feed the cats, folks. Feed the cats, donate to Snopes.
Yeah, that's the way they fund themselves, and that's fine if they want to fund themselves for that, but the way we fund it is we try to offer you products that are going to allow you to take control of your life, allow you to take control of your health.
And I use these products. I know that you use them, too, and they work great for me. That's why I continue to use them.
Well,
David, we got a bunch of news to get to here. I'm not sure where you want to start.
Yeah, let's get those clips for Charlie Gard and of course, that commercial that I did 8 years ago, because what's really at the bottom of this is the UNCRC, the Convention for the Rights of the Child. That's one of the things that you need to see out of this. In addition, many people, and we've pointed this out, I've talked about this at length for a long period of time, and that is the idea that you're going to turn over health decisions to the government. And that is a really broad spectrum that we need to be concerned about. And, of course, in this country, the way that looks is the FDA. In other countries, it's far beyond that. And it's what's going to happen in this country if you go to single payer. The tyranny is going to get far worse. They're not only going to prevent you, as the FDA does many times in this country, they prevent people who are terminally ill patients from getting treatment that they have not approved beforehand. And that was something that came up in the Charlie Gard case. As people were saying in the Columbia University Medical School, they said, we have an experimental treatment, and we believe that this might be helpful for Charlie. They said, well, you haven't gone through the proper channels, they said, in the UK. And, of course, there's not going to be human testing because it's such a rare condition. They're not going to have the kind of human testing that would get FDA approval. So they said, well, we need to get FDA approval. It looked like that wasn't going to be a problem. We had Donald Trump tweeting out, if there's anything that we can do to help, we'll be glad to help with this. We had congressmen who offered citizenship to the parents to try to get them out of the legal chains that were preventing them from seeking care for their child. But now we have a very sad update to this. We've had the parents, as reported this morning by AP, the parents of critically ill baby Charlie Gard dropped their legal bid Monday to send him to the United States for an experimental treatment after new medical tests showed that the window of opportunity to help him had closed. Their lawyer said it's too late for Charlie. The damage has been done. This is the procrastination. This is the rationing of health care that comes from government complete control of the health system, as we see in the UK. How many times have we seen stories of people who had their health care delayed because they had cancer or something, because of the national health care system? Look, rationing is something that you're going to have in the real world. The question is, how are you going to ration it? Are you going to ration it in a way that the courts are going to prevent you from seeking care when you have the ability to get that care, as we saw with Charlie Gard? We have rationing that happens in the United States because of money, but we also have charitable hospitals. We have other ways around this. We have GoFundMe campaigns.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have a lot of doctors, a lot of hospitals who donate their care. But what we're seeing here in the UK, what we're going to see in America, of course, are the death panels that are going to decide at what level people are going to get health care, and they don't really care about your individual cases. And what is really at the bottom of this, and we talked about this many times as we've covered Charlie Gard's case, is a hospital that came out and said, we're not going to have a world in which the parents make the sole decision about their children. They said, that's not the world in which this hospital operates. They looked at that, and that was an amazing statement for them to make. Clearly, they are a very well-respected pediatric hospital, and there's a desire on their part, I'm sure, that somebody else would not be able to succeed where they succeed. Now, that's being cynical, but that's the real world, folks. That's the way people think, especially if they're proud of their reputation. But it went beyond that. It went to the statement and what they were doing when they said that. They were appealing to the judge about the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And in that, it's the same as the embodiment that we see when we have these people pushing transgender issues for children in kindergarten. They're trying to do an end around the parents. They want to remove the parents out of the equation. That's something that people who have controlled government have wanted to do since Plato's Republic. Plato wanted to make sure that there was this, nobody even knew who their parents were. We see this again in Brave New World. They want to create this highly sexualized world in which there is no family, and break down the barriers of this. And when we were in Washington, and what they're showing right here is some B-roll that I took. Remember, we had that rally in front.
Oh, I remember that group. Yeah. I remember them.
We had that rally in front of the White House, and people were supporting Trump in front of the White House. That's what we were there to cover when we were there as part of the Bilderberg coverage. And you were saying, what is it that they're talking about? And this is a story that I had covered 8 years ago. There is a UN Convention on the Rights of the Child that says parents have a right to be heard. Their opinion has a right to be heard. But it is the court and the government that will make the final decision. And that's what we see in the case of Charlie Gard. We had the government coming in back on June 30th before Donald Trump got involved, and they were going to kill Charlie at that point in time. And they weren't even going to allow the parents to decide where he was going to be allowed to die. They were saying, he's going to die in the hospital. You're not going to be allowed to take him to even a hospice. You're certainly not going to be allowed to take him home, which is what the parents wanted to do. And the parents said, we'll even pay for the transportation to take him there. They said, that's not an option. You're not going to go out of our system. We are in control here. And that's the key issue that you need to understand. The only country that hasn't become part of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is the United States. And that's what those people were out there. There was a bunch of middle school girls who were there with one or two teachers, and they were yelling and screaming that they should be able to make their own decisions about their life. And let's play the commercial that I did 8 years ago. The resistance for this has come from the homeschooling community, from the libertarian conservative community that doesn't want the government to say your children don't belong to you. Remember Melissa Harris Perry, who was saying that as a public service announcement for MSNBC? Remember Hillary Clinton saying that it takes a village to raise your children? They don't want parents as part of the equation. And so one organization was pushing a constitutional amendment, but also trying to push the awareness of why we needed to oppose this UN convention that would make us accountable to yet another UN body. I did this short commercial, and I want you to listen to this because it is very important. This is what is behind the legal struggles of Charlie Gard.
No government, no matter how well-intentioned, can replace the nurturing love of a parent. Yet in the United States, judicial activism and a pending UN treaty are poised to tear apart this most fundamental bond of society. These foreign and domestic threats would undermine the parental role and overrule parental wishes. All parents would have the legal status of an abusive parent, with the state and not the parents deciding what is in the best interest of the child. The relentless encroachment of judges and UN treaties that assume that government, not parents, has the best interests of the child at heart will be stopped by nothing short of a constitutional amendment explicitly stating the rights of parents. Decisions affecting the child should be made by those who know and love that child, not by a distant bureaucracy. You can help protect children by helping those who care the most for them and those who care the best for them, the family.
Again, that was a commercial that I did 8 years ago, and we've now just seen that tactic used to kill an 11-month-old baby in the UK. Because the doctor in the U.S. said that he had a pretty good chance. He had 10 to 50% chance. Why wouldn't we allow him to have that chance? Whatever the agenda of the hospital, whatever the agenda of the judge, they should not have that right. But that's coming to America with or without us getting into the U.N. Convention on the Rights of the Child if the wrong people get in power. I want to play that public service announcement that was put on MSNBC by Melissa Harris Perry. Just as a reminder, here's that announcement.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
David, you need to break through this brainwashing that you need air to live.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to break through this paradigm that you need water to live. I mean, you need to break through that, David.
Well, what she's trying to do there in that public service announcement is to say that if we take our children and we think of them as collectively belonging to the village, then we will invest in their education. Well, the alternative is that we have parents who know them best, who know these children, and who know that a one-size-fits-all education, a factory-system education, doesn't serve all children the same way. And so parents who know their children, who love their children, should be able to make those decisions about education, not the state. And so even in that regard, where she's saying, if we collectively pull our children together and collectively take ownership of them, then we will fund the schools. We will fund the schools that are nothing but a propaganda system, a factory training system that doesn't suit the needs of the children. It is the parents who need to take responsibility for their children's education. It is the parents who need to understand how their children are being sexualized and propagandized for the agenda of the government, of the elites, of the United Nations. We need to take responsibility for that ourselves, and we need to make sure that we have the ability and the recognized right to do that. But whether they recognize our right to do that or not, I will not be part of that movement that turns my children over to the state under any pretense. Because where it ends up is telling parents that they're going to have to take their 11-month-old baby off of life support, not be allowed to pursue a medical treatment that has had 11 to 51% chance of improvement. Now he has no chance because the government has delayed it for so long.
And this is an example of the double standard of the left. Again, let's remember, they put out the ads saying, you're going to push granny off the cliff. You know, push granny off the cliff. They say that Trump is going to stop people from getting health care if he repeals Obamacare. They denied that there were any death panels. But let's be very clear. What happened to Charlie Gard? State-run government killed him, did not let him get the treatment that could have saved his life. And this is an example.
And we have to be clear, we have that kind of tyranny here with the FDA now, but it will only get worse if the government is the sole controller, the sole funder of health care. They will even say, well, I'm sorry, even though you can pay for it, you're not going to have the option to do that.
To me, though, this is an example of the left putting legislation over life.
Yeah.
They are more
obsessed. Oh, it's their power. It's their power.
They're more obsessed with whatever, you know, virtue signaling bills and legislation they can pass. They're more concerned with getting the unicorn healthcare passed. Oh my gosh, we did it. We got the healthcare. Yay, pat us on the back. And so then you say, well, wait a second. Your healthcare is costing this child his life. No, 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 no. There's no death panels here. No, 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 no. Everyone's going to get taken care of. It's not selective healthcare. It's for the poor, even though the premiums are skyrocketing. You can't even get health care anymore. I mean, it's all based on lies. And that was one of the callers that happened on C-SPAN today, saying, why don't we get a choice with vaccines? I'm telling you, I'm seeing America awake right now. That's you. That's David Knight. This is Owen Schroyer on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online. online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, folks, we try to bring you the best products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're constantly expanding our store, and we've got another brand new expansion to our store now with what is a household item for a lot of people out there, especially if you are involved with weightlifting or fitness or exercise, and that is the brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. We are launching this with a 25% off discount. True Whey Protein, vanilla flavored. I got to tell you, it's tough to find a whey protein that's all natural, grass-fed, and tastes good. We have all of those three things checked off with the True Whey Protein. And again, launching it with a 25% off discount. But that's not all. We also have a new flavor of Caveman. So we've launched the brand new True Whey Protein, all natural, grass-fed, 25% off. But also launch the new Strawberry Caveman, and you can actually try both new products with the Protein Power Pack Special. So you get a container of the new True Whey Protein, you get a container of the Caveman, you can get chocolate or strawberry if you want to try the new one or go with the old one, and it's 25% off that. So the brand new Caveman Strawberry, the brand new True Whey Protein, 25% off the ultimate protein pack at InfoWarsStore.com. You add that onto the free shipping that is store-wide, you are saving a good amount, a good chunk of change right there. So check out the brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the specials. This is the last week, one of the biggest sales we've ever done store-wide, 46% off MycoZX, 50% off Knockout, 25% off Alexa Pure Breeze, store-wide free shipping. Last week of July specials are running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. David Knight's about to take over the fourth hour. One thing I wanted to cover here before I got out of the studio. You've heard about, in the old days, Alex reported on the cable boxes with listening devices on you. You've heard about the Samsung TVs watching you, the new Xboxes with the infrared cameras that can see through walls being in your house. Of course, we've all got the Imperial Probe Droid. You sign your rights away whenever you download an app. This thing can track you, trace you, record you, watch you at all times. So this has been out, but now they're going more public with it. They're facially scanning you when you walk into a ball game. Now, Walmart is going to be facially scanning your face to determine your happiness level when you go into Walmart. So that's coming. And then Disney's next movie could be watching you too. And how about this? There's this term in the processed food industry when something is quantifiably at its most delicious, but also critically still unsatisfying enough that you always crave more. It's called the bliss point. So yeah, that's actually food companies putting in things that are literally addictive into the food that makes you crave it. That's actually an old tactic of fast food. But now Disney Research has developed a neural network that seems to be chasing a similar idea, but for the world of movies. And of course, the truth of this, David, is this is what they're saying. Disney's researchers tested the system across 150 showings of Disney films like The Jungle Book and Star Wars. Studios like Disney are using the reactions to test audiences to gauge early cuts of films. And they say they've been doing this for decades. So you know they've been doing this for decades. Now they're coming out. They're telling you, we're scanning your faces in real time. We know your emotions in real time. If you have the popular Snapchat, the new app Snapchat, you sign your rights away, that can scan your face all day. Whenever you do those little filters, that's scanning your face. So now they have your retina on record. They have your face scan on record. And now they're just doing this in the public life.
You know, and it reminds me of what Nishi said. He said, when you stare into the abyss, be careful that it doesn't start staring into you. That's what's happening with your phone, with the movies, with Disney. That is what is really creepy about this. And we're going to talk when we come back. I'll tell you what John McAfee said about Google. I'm going to tell you, give you an update on his situation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.